With Albany basically ordering four city schools to close, the board's grappling with what to do, and the current majority of board members voted to ask Albany for another round of charter applications to open in a year. Whether the State Education Department will do that and do it on a fast track isn't clear. The school system has to report to Albany what it will do about Bennett, East, Lafayette, and Martin Luther King. Among the choices are closing a building and restarting it from scratch or converting to a charter. The meeting became heated and nasty, with accusations of legal misbehaviors thrown around. Board members Mary Ruth Kapsiak and Larry Quinn went at it.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about?
Excuse me, I think I have the floor next.
Mr. Quinn.
What do you mean, what am I talking about? I'm talking about what I'm looking at right now.
What you're looking at.
And what I'm looking at right now isn't making any sense.
Well, let me make sense for
it. No, you don't need to make sense for me. I'm an educator. I don't need you to make sense for me.
Obviously, there's a problem.
The board minority wanted more time to talk about options and the push for charters, which Quinn has never denied. What was different was a later amendment opening all city buildings for charter conversion. There was already a quiet push underway to convert East to a charter, but that plan called for opening 2 years from now. In another long-standing problem area, Interim Superintendent Donald Ogilvie says new procedures to cut down on suspensions are working.
Yes, I do. There'll always be exceptions. You're talking 34,000 students. 56 buildings, a variety of needs across the district. We have the pieces in place, the code of conduct, the supervision policies, special education processes.
In a news conference just before the board meeting in Performing Arts School, an alliance of Citizen Action and the Alliance for Quality Education says the new system still suspends minority students out of their proportion in the schools. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.